The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
Explained well with Christelle, because we do it every afternoon at about 10 past 6, and it is exactly 10 past 6. And yesterday was the first time the president said our state had been captured.
Yeah, so and I think, let me start by saying, I don't think you guys are the only ones who have reached the stage of like, ek kan nie nog nie. Ek kan nie nog een van hierdie doen nie.
Ook, dit was spesies vir my onmoontlik om dit nie op sosiale media te kyk nie, want ons het gisterand teer krag gehad. Tijdens zijn toespraak. So I couldn't have watched it anyway. And someone stole our TV. So I couldn't have watched it anyway. In elk geval.
Ja, dat is die realiteit. So ek het hier die meer as 40 minute se klank geluister eerstens. En vir julle die kern. Want ja, selfs toe hoofregter Zondo, nou hoofregter Zondo, die verslag oor aan die presidentie oorhandig het, die pers hom gevra, Chief Justice, was the state captured? Because we talk about it, we reference it, and even then he was cautious. He's like, no, you'll have to read the report. So here's the crux of the matter from last night.
The corruption that was perpetrated in our country is a crime against the people of South Africa. Corruption is a betrayal of our democracy. The State Capture Commission report concluded that there can be no doubt that state capture happened in South Africa.
Dis die kern. Dit het gebeur. En ons moet dit erken en herken om dit aan te spreek. En ons moet dit herken vir wat dit is. Dis verraad. Dis verraad.
Absolutely.
So die president het gisterand uiteengesit, daar is 'n hele reeks maatreëls wat nou in plek gestel word. But perhaps to recap, because he also gave us a very nice summary, because who has read all these reports? Just in terms of what came out of the commission, the process, this of course started with the public protector then, Thuli Madonsela, who raised the alarm. The final reports, the commission made over 350 recommendations.
Yo.
202 were for criminal or other investigations. 27 were recommendations for the recovery of assets. 15 were referrals to other state bodies for disciplinary offences, tax offences, delinquency of directors and other misconduct. 11 were referrals to professional and regulatory bodies for further investigation. 5 recommendations proposed to constitutional changes. 26 recommendations for legislative changes. And there were 64 recommendations requiring operationally or regulatory changes.
I'm just stuck on the
202 criminal or other investigations.
So much money was stolen that we should change 5 things in the Constitution and amend 27 laws to make sure it doesn't happen again. That's wild.
You know, for me is it ook, dit is goed om 'n plan te hê, maar hoe gaan al hierdie rekomendasies en aanbevelings vir die gewone man op straat impak? Like watter verskil gaan dit in my lewe maak that all of these things have been said and we've acknowledged that the state was captured? Yes, and then?
Ja. En nog voor ons daarby kom, ek dink ons moet ook, so there's another part of this report that linked with that, which is just terrifying. So the president went on and listed who he sent the copies to of this report. In other words, the implicated entities. What was captured? Specifically, if we say state capture. The African National Congress, Airports Company South Africa, Alex Corr, the Auditor General, the Banking Association of South Africa, City of Johannesburg, DANEL, the Directorate for Priority Crime Investigation, ESCOM, Financial Intelligence Centre, the Free State Provincial Government, the Independent Electoral Commission, KwaZulu-Natal Provincial Government, the Legal Practice Council, Magistrates Commission, National Assembly, National Council of Provinces, National Prosecuting Authority, Northwest Provincial Government, Office of the Inspector General of Intelligence, PRASA, South African Airways, SABC, South African Institute of Chartered Accountants, the South African Police Service, the South African Reserve Bank, South African Revenue Service, State Security Agency, and Transnet, either implicated or needing to put things in place to enact what happened and to correct what happened.
The only people not on that list is Christelle, Rob, and Roz.
And Jacaranda. because it links with what you were saying, Roz, in terms of, you would say, yeah, no, so you have a process, all of the bevindings. Die realiteit is die, wanneer mense praat van frustrasies van vandag, van instansies wat nie funksioneer soos hulle moet nie, ons raak keelvol as mense sê dis as gevolg van staatskaping. En dis nie altyd net as gevolg van staatskaping nie, maar dit is gedeeltelik as gevolg van staatskaping.
Ja, it is. Unfortunately, that is the true story. You know, so much of our money has gone missing that should be used for things like the fact that children don't have to use pit latrines at school. little things. The fact that people should have access to medical care in their communities.
Water.
Water. Baie.
Elektriciteit.
Elektriciteit.
It's The Drive with Robin Ross. You happy, baby. Jacaranda FM.